This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has settled all but four of 24 civil suits from women accusing him of sexual misconduct during massage appointments. Watson, who signed a $230 million contract with the Browns in March, has denied any wrongdoing. Two grand juries in Texas declined to file charges. Our sports commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, was Watson expected to settle these lawsuits?
At some point he was going to have to settle. I'm a little surprised it came this soon. But, you know, the posturing, and that's all it was, where he said, I want to clear my name, and that was just not true at all. Because a year ago they offered to try to settle. The Watson camp did, and they were not able to work a settlement. This time they did.
So what does this mean? What does this mean for Deshaun Watson and for the Browns?
If these civil cases had lingered on, there was a chance that the NFL would put Watson on what is called paid leave for all of 2022, because the cases were not supposed to go to court until March of 23. So in other words, he would sit out this year being paid, by the way, much like he did last year. And then in 23, when those civil cases went to court, he could still get suspended. See, that would have been a nightmare for the Browns and for Watson. Meantime, I think probably a number of the women involved in this wanted to get it over with and, you know, get whatever settlement they could. The Browns, I'm sure, were pushing Watson to settle.
Yeah, so now it's up to the NFL, right?
Exactly. You know, the NFL, in fact, has even issued a statement saying that though the cases have been settled, it doesn't impact their discipline. You know, some people will say, look, you didn't get charged criminally. The cases are settled. Let's play ball. No, you've got to look at how the NFL operates. It's not just a matter of whether you're criminally guilty or not. The league can do what it wants, basically, when it comes to suspensions. For example, Tom Brady, deflated footballs, not exactly a criminal offense, got suspended. Four games for deflating footballs. Myles Garrett, remember that brawl he had on the field with Mason Rudolph and the Steelers quarterback, and he hits Rudolph with the helmet, no criminal charges, but he got six games. I could go on. Kareem Hunt had an altercation with a woman. While there were no criminal charges filed, he was cut by the Kansas City Chiefs. He sat out about 8 or 10 games there where he didn't get paid. And then when he was reinstated, he immediately got hit with an 8-game suspension. So the fact that there were no criminal charges filed doesn't preclude the NFL taking any action at all.
So that decision you expect to come soon?
Yes, I do. I was hearing around July 4th, and I think actually this opens the door for that. Now, what the NFL will rule, I don't know. There's a lot of rumblings about it being very severe, maybe the full season, 10, 12 games. So we'll wait to see. From the Browns' point of view, they just want to know how many games. You know, how long is this guy going to be out? If he's going to be out for the whole year, they probably have to go get another quarterback to – because right now, if – Watson doesn't play, your starting quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, not exactly a household name. You know, they're still trying to trade Baker Mayfield. So they do need clarity when it comes to the quarterback situation. And I do think that the settling of the cases at least sets that up.
You know, I guess in your opinion, how do you see all of this?
I've hated this thing from, I've started to say the beginning, but even before it began, I wrote two columns as they were thinking about trading for Watson and all this, saying, don't do it, don't do it. Afterwards, I was sickened, I will tell you this, not only because of the moral situation, but also they gave this guy the highest contract in NFL history in terms of guaranteed money. They traded six draft picks for it. There was not one aspect of it I liked. Granted, 26-year-old Deshaun Watson is a very good quarterback, but there's just all this stuff hanging on, and it continues to linger. So, but at least one of the things is off the table, that indefinite suspension.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream public media commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.